Good morning, Vasvi. Welcome to the CAS final interview. How many months of CAS enrollment do you think you have completed?
I think I've completed the 18 months of CAS involvement requirement.
Yeah.
So I did one activity and one creativity and my service last year, and I did one activity and one creativity this year.
Okay, that's great. So looking at your CAS portfolio, could you just highlight which has been the most important aspect of your CAS learning?
I think the Culturama Italy was the most important one, because although all my creativities and activities have been around the dance showcase, that required the most active participation, and as I was a dance leader, so I had to look at all the technical aspects of the showcase that I wouldn't have considered, and I didn't only have to kind of look out for myself, but I had to look out for 20 other dancers as well.
Great. So when you were doing your CAS, I remember, you know, you had some problem with your thumb, etc., etc. So how difficult was it for you to fulfill your CAS requirement?
I think there were some challenges that came up with it, because usually I would have gone to some sports to fill up my CAS requirement, as I did quite a lot of sports before my hand injury. The school had many dance options that I could, like Kahani and Culturama, that I could use to fill up my CAS, but that was quite challenging as well, as I'm not really a dancer and I don't always feel comfortable dancing, so it was a bit out of my comfort zone.
Well, that's really good to know that, you know, you've been able to overcome your challenges and you fulfilled it. So which is the important milestone of your CAS, like, you know, what stood out the best for you?
I think, like, the most important one would be Project Week, because it was something that was really out of our comfort zone, because we had to organize a trip in a third world country that we hadn't been to before, and it was just a group of students with no adult supervision, and just making sure that we were responsible and we had thought everything through and we were well organized and we knew how to manage our time and our resources well. It required a lot of effort and active engagement.
Okay. Can you talk about any of the LOs that stood out the best for you and why? How many LOs do we have? Learning outcomes.
We have 7 learning outcomes. And I think it was the one about ethical implications that was quite important to me, because when we're doing these activities, we have to look at it in a more broader aspect and not just as something to fill up our CAS requirement, but we have to see the bigger purpose behind it. So when I was doing my Kahani showcases, I had to keep in mind that this was actually a fundraiser for the Kolkata GC, and the money and awareness that we would raise from this showcase would have really long-lasting impacts on disabled people in Kolkata. And even when I was doing the Minds service, I had to make sure that I was actually making a contribution to the mentally impaired group in Singapore, and I was giving them a sense of social inclusion that our service aimed to do.
Thank you, Vasvi. How was your whole CAS experience? Was it beneficial?
I think it was really beneficial, because it compelled me to engage in tasks that I wouldn't normally do, and especially doing the reflections made me really think about what I'd done and kind of look at my strengths and weaknesses and see how it actually benefited me.
How will you use what you've learned in your future learning or future engagements?
I think it'll make me try new things that I wouldn't be comfortable doing. And after doing that, it would help me think more deeply about what I'm doing and why I'm doing and the bigger purpose behind it and how I can better myself and the community by engaging in those things.
Thank you, Vasvi. You will please carry the spirit of CAS wherever you go, and I wish you for all your future endeavors.
Thank you.